This is AP News Minute. President Donald Trump announced changes to the Obama-era Cuba policy Friday and challenged the Cuban government to negotiate a better deal. In a speech in Miami, Trump said the U.S. will not lift sanctions on Cuba until it releases all political prisoners and respects the right to freedom of assembly and expression. GOP Congressman Steve Scalise remains in critical condition after being shot during a Republican congressional baseball practice on Wednesday. Doctors said they are encouraged by Scalise's progress, but he sustained substantial damage from the gunshot and will require additional operations. A Minnesota police officer was acquitted of manslaughter Friday in the fatal shooting of Philando Castile, a black motorist whose girlfriend streamed the aftermath live on Facebook. Castile's mother, Valerie, stood and swore when the jury's verdict was read in St. Paul. Afterwards, she told reporters the judicial system continues to fail black people. Amazon is buying Whole Foods in a surprise move that unites the online juggernaut with the grocery chain known for its organic and natural foods. The deal is valued at about $13.7 billion and expected to put pressure on other big grocery sellers. Noreen Nasser, Associated Press, with AP News Minute.